Now some news from the world of sports, and the winning streak for the University of Vermont men's basketball team is now at 8 games after a 67-56 road victory against a plucky University of New Hampshire team last night. Trabell Haynes led all scorers with 20 points. Ernie Duncan added 17, but the Catamounts couldn't shake the Wildcats until going on a 19-6 run in the second half to break a 39-39 tie. The win improves UVM's overall record to 15-5, and they are still undefeated in America East play at 5-0 against conference opponents. It was a tight game as well, but a different result for the UVM women taking on their UNH counterparts at Patrick Gym. The Catamounts took a 1-point lead on a 3-pointer by Candace Wright with just 45 seconds left in regulation. They were looking upset, but UNH regained the lead for good with just 10 clicks left on the clock when Kat Fogarty nailed a jumper for 2 of her game-high 21 points, and the Wildcats held on for a 52-49 win. Hannah Krimble led UVM scorers with 20 points. Elsewhere in women's college hoops, the Norwich Cadets went up against one of the best teams in the Great Northeast Athletic Conference, dropping a 56-48 decision to the Suffolk University Rams in Boston last night. Thetford Center's Cheyenne Josler had an outstanding game for the Cadets, throwing down 25 points, but it wasn't enough to stop the Rams, who have not lost to a GNAC foe to this point in the season. On the pro hardwood, the Philadelphia 76ers got some revenge on the Boston Celtics for a loss over in London last week, winning 89-80 in Boston behind a double-double from Joel Embiid, who poured in 26 points and hauled down a career-best 16 rebounds. One caveat for Philly's sixth win in their last 7 games is that the Celtics were without the services of their best player, Kyrie Irving, who was out resting a sore shoulder. The Celts have now lost 2 in a row following a 7-game winning streak. Boston's hockey team fared better last night. The Bruins now running their unbeaten in regulation streak to 15 games with a 5-2 win over the New York Islanders in Brooklyn. Isles opened the scoring, but the Bruins roared back with 4 unanswered goals, highlighted by a hat trick from Patrice Bergeron. And with a pretty large contingent of Bruins fans in attendance, the Isles had to do their best to ignore the steady stream of toques that floated down to settle on their home ice, marking the feat. Bergeron is on a tear this season, 19 goals in 39 games, and the goal that he scored to separate fans from their hats last night was a thing of true hockey beauty, as Brad Marchand collected a pass off the boards in the Islanders' zone, spun around in one motion, and made for the net before being knocked to the ice. But while he was down, Marchand swept the puck backwards to Bergeron in the high slot. Even though he had his back to the net when he collected the pass, number 37 did his own spinorama move from there, whipping around to laser the puck behind Yaroslav Halak, who never appeared to have seen the shot. Ryan Spooner scored and added an assist, and backup goalie Anton Hudobin made 22 saves to get the win in net. So the Bruins have picked up at least 1 point in 15 straight games. They're 5 points clear of Toronto for second place in the Atlantic, just 5 points shy of first place Tampa Bay as they approach the All-Star break. Next up for Boston, a chance to take 3 games from their biggest rivals in an 8-day span when they skate against the Canadiens in Montreal on Saturday night. Elsewhere, it was Eric Lindros' night in Philadelphia where the Flyers honored one of the premier power forwards of the 1990s and then stirred the crowd with a rousing come-from-behind 3-2 overtime win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Leafs build up a 2-0 lead in the second period on a goal from 2 of their fourth-line muckers, Connor Brown and Frédéric Gauthier, but the Flyers tied things up early in the third with goals by Nolan Patrick and Wayne Simmonds, then sent the crowd home happy with an overtime winner by Sean Couturier. The Leafs, after a hot start to their year, are scuffling now, just 2-3-4 in their last 9 games. They haven't won in regulation since late December. Goalie Frederik Andersen wasn't pulling any punches about that, calling out his mates after the game for lack of effort, adding that if Toronto wants to be playing meaningful hockey later, they need to figure things out now. At Madison Square Garden, Rick Nash scored 2 goals for the second straight game, and Pavel Buchnevich scored the game winner to push the New York Rangers past the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. At the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, third-seeded Grigor Dimitrov advanced to the fourth round, beating Andrei Rublev, and Rafael Nadal cruised into round 4 with a straight sets win. Best match of the day on the men's side is a thriller that is still in progress between Nick Kyrgios and Joe Wilfried Tsonga, with Kyrgios now up 2-1. On the women's side, a great third-round match is looming between Angelique Kerber and Maria Sharapova. They'll go at it for a chance to advance. And the 15-year-old surprise of the tournament so far, Marta Kocyuk, has finally been ousted. She lost to fellow Ukrainian Elena Svitolina.